வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of December, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Theologista, theologician,
theologian,
theologian. How we are going to define God?
Define God as that supreme person who is complete in six opulences. This is our Krishna conscious definition. It must now be brought to the eyes of the Western theologians.
God. Don't say according to prayer. First of all, you have to define. So what is the drive? Identification of the car. I've got this car. Is that?
Yes.
They see how nonsense it is.
Just the simple fact of the God being supreme, people have rejected nowadays. So if we can simply show them that we are not supreme, that God is supreme, that is a beginning platform.
No, you are. What is their argument? Why they deny God?
They see our argument of the fact of natural law, there must be a lawmaker. They're saying that there's a difference between our law that is given, that we have a choice to accept or reject, and the so-called laws of nature. They says that's simply a definition of the way things are, and it's simply not nature is forced into it, but it's simply a matter of
is it forced?
Chance or
they say we can gradually come to control the laws of nature.
No, that is another thing, foolishness. We can, we do in future. We say this is foolishness. If the laws of nature cannot be changed, then how do you expect that in future you'll be able to change? What is his argument?
Well, they'll say, just like they've conquered so many diseases.
Huh? But disease, I'm not changed. Diseases are there. Have you stopped disease?
Well, I think they're getting closer.
Again, think and future. But that proposition we reject immediately, kick out. No future. Immediate proposition. You are unable to change the law of nature.
They say it's not really a law, Srila Prabhupada. They say it's simply...
This is law. You must have. This is law. And you cannot change it. What do you say, scientist?
Yes, the laws of nature cannot be changed.
Well then, why you are struggling against, uselessly?
They try to violate the laws of nature, but they suffer every reason.
Yes, that is not possible. These are all not sane proposals, that we shall be able, just like some Russian scientist said, in future, by science, we shall make people immortal. These are all foolish proposals. How any sane man can believe? You cannot change the law of nature.
They say that in that philosophy is just laziness.
Huh?
They say that philosophy is laziness.
Yes, lazy, intelligent, first class man. And active foolish, the last class man. That is the calculation. If a man is foolish, at the same time active, his position is very precarious. He'll die, just like a child. He's very active. But he has to be taken care of. No, don't go there. But he's very active. So what is the meaning of this activity? Huh? A child is very active. But his activity has to be checked. So similarly, you are all rascal fools. Your activity has to be checked. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like this rascal drove his car. Oh! You know, how long he'll go? He has to stop there. A few hours after. So he's a rascal.
Yes.
That activity is rascal now. That is not sin, man. He thought that I'm going in force. After a few years, he has to stop. Immediately.
He gained some sense gratification from the acceleration, going...
No, this is childish foolishness, doggish foolishness. This child is a small dog. He's jumping from here, here, there. Yes, sir. But he does not know that he's under control. Rabindranath Tagore said sometimes that when I was in London, the people are so busily running. That time motor car was not so many. He went about 60 years ago. So he said that I was thinking, this small island, they are going so fast they may not fall in the sea. So, this is the position. What is their fast? They are advancing fast means they are advancing fast to death. That's all. Therefore, sane man will try to check them. Please become a little lazy. Don't become so active. You are going to hell, you are going to die. And actually, by so-called advancement, what they have gained? They have gained that the duration of life has been reduced. This is the gain, practical gain. Now nobody is living 100 years. What is the average age at the present moment all over the world?
I don't know all over the world. The United States is 72 or 73.
I have seen my grandmother's state. My grandmother died at 96 years. That's not... My grandmother died in 14 or 15 years. At that time, she was 96 years old. My mother was the youngest child, and she gave birth my mother at the age of 50. Therefore, my mother's eldest sister, her sons and daughters were of the same age. Sometimes they were elder than my mother.
They all lived a very long time?
Oh, yes. My mother did not live a long time. She died at the age of 45 or 46. My father died at the age of 84. According to our calculation, the age is decreasing. So, Bhagavad says that people are in the Kali Yuga, they reduce their strength, their duration of life, their sense of mercifulness, bodily strength. In this way, eight kinds of things will be reduced gradually. And the duration of age will be 20 to 30 years by the end of Kali Yuga.
You can see that so much today, Srila Prabhupada. Many young people look very old because of the way they've been living.
Yeah, they have no vitality. From their face it appears how long he lived. They have no strength, no vitality, no brain. They forget so easily. So how they say they are in prison? This is all the symptoms at the present moment. How you can say?
Well, one of the things they'll say like they go to Africa or India and they inoculate everyone against smallpox and they save 50,000 children from dying.
Oh, that is good for you because you are using contraceptive. So they are dying. That is good for your scientific advancement because you don't want a population. Why do bother about that? Let them die. That is going on. One side, they want to check death, and another side, they kill in the womb. This is it. Why? Why they're killing? What is the idea? To check, increase the population. Then where, in other part of the world they're dying, why they're anxious to save them?
It's ambiguous.
This is their philosophy.
Once the child is born, they want to save. But when they cannot see...
A child is already born. Pregnancy means the child is already born. Can you say there is no child? What is this nonsense? Therefore, I say this is a set of rascals. Simply rascals. When a woman is pregnant, why you say pregnant? Then the child is already born. The pregnant woman, does it mean that there is no child within the womb? What is that theory?
Well, they've rationalized it. They've rationalized it.
But they are animals, how they can rationalize?
Well, that's animal rationalization.
Yes. A dog, cat, he cannot rationalize.
It is just like Srila Prabhupada's example that when the rabbit closes its eyes.
Yes.
So when they close their eyes, they cannot see it.
Yeah. So therefore, he thinks.
The child is in the womb, they can't see it. So they think that it is okay.
So it is rabbit philosophy. It is not man's philosophy. Frog's philosophy, rabbit philosophy, ass's philosophy. So therefore, they have been described. Shabir Braha Ustrakharai Sangstruta Purusha Pasut. These rascals, leaders, they are glorified by another set of rascal fools. Because the whole population is rascal. Therefore, they elect these rascals as leader. That is the mistake. One say, elect some rascal as leader, and then being dissatisfied, they make another revolution. And they elect another rascal. That is called puna-puna-chad-vita-chad-banana, chewing the chewed. He does not know whom to elect. He elects one rascal, repents, then makes an agitation to get him out, then elects another rascal.
Since they're all rascals,
therefore,
they cannot find
them. Therefore, we have to educate them that elect somebody actually who is leader. Then he'll be happy. Otherwise, you go on electing one rascal, reject him, and another rascal, reject him. So where is your happiness? Therefore, we have to educate. So what kind of leader should we elect? We don't say that you elect me. We simply say that this should be the standard of leader. Now you make your choice. Now we have to give a clear idea. What do you mean by God?
What do you mean by trust?
And what do you mean by trust? is simply elucidate these two words and make your propaganda. And that will be preaching of Krishna consciousness. And if people actually want to know what is God, read Bhagavad Gita, here is book. Read it with your intelligence, try to understand. And then further progress, Bhagavad. It is not that we are theorizing. Yes, practical. You learn from authorized books. So if you make people interested, the another side will be that your books will be sold more. That is your practical profit. Is that all right, Rupanuga Maharaj?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I was thinking, if we offer them, if we offer them the qualifications of what the leader should be,
yes,
but they don't see such people. In other words, at the same time, don't we have to offer them someone to choose between the rascals and the devotees?
No, then you become leader. If you cannot make others qualified, you become qualified in due course of time. You will be elected.
The thing is, there's no. Those four regulations.
Just like there is epidemic. Everybody is diseased. Therefore, it does not mean that disease must go on. You take precaution. You may not be diseased. So that you can save others. This is the philosophy.
I have one question. I want to know whether there is any information about the. In the spiritual world, we have any spiritual evolution.
Huh?
Evolutionary process in the spiritual
no,
world.
No, that is the perfection of evolution, spiritual world. Evolution means you have got some destination. You have to reach this. That is evolution.
Yes.
So, spiritual world means that is the perfection of evolution.
But we know that the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world.
Yeah.
But here we find evolution.
No, just like a rascal and a gentleman, both are appearing like the same. But what is the difference between rascal and gentleman? That you have to study further. Simply by seeing that this man has two hands, that man has two hands, this man has head, he has got head. So what is the difference? But why do you say one man rascal and one man very advanced? So the rascal has to come to this standard. Although at the present moment they are looking the same. That is culture. That is called knowledge. That is called culture. When one man is fully conscious or fully, aware of everything nicely, that is perfection. Not by the superficial heads and legs and dress.
So, its individual soul is completely satisfied there.
Huh?
Without,
yeah.
But
yeah. Jina atma sam prasidati. That is Bhagavad. Sabhi pungsa, in the human society, why there is some religion? The religious process means to make him perfect. Otherwise, what is the meaning? But these rascals do not know. What is the meaning of religion? What is the necessity of religion? Why in the religion, take in Bible, thou shalt not kill? That means you are imperfect. And in the habit of killing, you should stop. This is religion. This is religion. So why in the human society, civilized human society, there is religion? Religion means to make the imperfect to the perfectional stage. That is it. Or to bring the man from his hodgepodge consciousness to the perfect consciousness of Krishna or God. That is perfect.
They have made propaganda, Srila Prabhupada, to separate church and state, but they have also separated God and country.
Actually, no, because they do not understand what is God. God cannot be separated.
Yes.
Because everything is God. Ishavasamidam sattva. You are not, still just like a man in the prison house. He may think that this prison house must be now separated from government.
Is it possible?
Because they are suffering, the next plan is to make the prison house separated from government. And that is not possible. You cannot make yourself separated from death, separated from disease. Then you make separate. So long your body is there, there must be disease. So how you can make yourself separated from God? Who is everything? Because they do not know what is God. Therefore thinking like that. That God can be separated. But if they study Ishopanishad, the God is present everywhere. It is not possible to separate from it. Jina sarvam idam tatam. Just like your consciousness is everywhere, in any part of your body. Similarly, the Supreme Consciousness, God is everywhere. Bhidaham samiti tani. Krishna says, I know everything. Unless He's everywhere, how He can know everything? What do you say, scientist?
Yes.
God is everywhere. Otherwise, how things are going nicely? How things are made so nicely? The God's intelligence, consciousness is not everywhere. So, if your consciousness is there, then you are there. Similarly, the Supreme Consciousness is there, everywhere. Then, just like the, in due season, there, this tree also dry or the leaves will fall. The other trees also fall. You cannot say that season is acting here, not there. Reacting everywhere. So that season is God conscious. God wants, now this is the time, all the trees should be dry. Automatically it is becoming. Parasya Shakti Vividhaisa. His potency is so first class that everything is acting exactly to his desire. Maya Dhakshina Prakriti Ishwara. These things are there, they should study. These rascals are nature. What is nature? Nature is working under the direction of God. This is understanding of God. How you can separate? So-called church, so-called religion, you can reject. That is God's mission. God says that you give up all kinds of so-called religion. That is also we advocate. In the name, so-called, let's say you believe in God, but you do not know what is God. Therefore you want to separate. But if you know that God cannot be separated, then you would not propose this thing foolishly. Exactly. If the prisoners think that this time we shall make agitation, that there should be no prison house in the government, that is not possible. If the government is there, the prison house must be there.
The day before yesterday, a policeman saw your picture here on this button, and he said, "Who is this man?" And I said, "This is a man who is always thinking and talking about God." He said, "Well, if everyone was like that, then I would be out of my job." I said, "Well, no, there's always...
You get better job. We have 100,000. They're always in 24 hours engaged.
But there will still be need for policemen."
Huh?
Well, if everyone was a criminal, he'd also be out of his job.
The policeman means we are not harassed by policemen. You may be harassed.
But now even the policeman is criminal.
Everyone is criminal. If the president is criminal,
yes,
then how to speak of others?
So the biggest problem in the government today is the line. The people, in a recent poll conducted by the United States Senate,
yeah,
the people indicated that the greatest thing that they were worried about was the cheating in the government. Is that honestly,
therefore, our proposition that this should be the standard of leaders. Then he'll get nicely.
And in the courtroom of Abhai, when they say, when they ask a man to testify, they ask him to raise his hand and say, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? And then the man lies. There's no God. Not even at that one moment is there any God consciousness.
Yeah.
So God and the country have not been separated. Actually, God is right in the center of the government.
Yes.
But they're lying in his name.
Yes. That, because they do not know it. Therefore, it is our duty to educate them to know what is God. People will appreciate. Yes. If you do not know something, and if I try to give you information, what reason you have got that you shall not accept it?
There are certain qualifications for accepting it, though.
No, accepting not. Let us discuss. I give you some information. Then, if you think it is proper, you have to take it.
But you have to be the example.
Huh?
But we have to be the example.
Yes. Yes.
That is the best way to teach, isn't it, Srila Prabhupada, by example?
That word, it is called apone achari prabhu jivere shikha. You must behave yourself fully God-conscious. Then you can teach. If you are a butcher, and if you teach God-consciousness, that is incompatible. That is right.
So on the plane yesterday, Srila Prabhupada, I was preaching to a businessman.
Hmm.
And telling, we were discussing all the lying and cheating and how these leaders have to be changed.
Mm.
And I gave him the qualifications of leadership.
Yeah.
And we went down them one by one, and I explained them, and I asked him what he thought.
Yeah.
And he liked the idea.
Yeah.
And all the young people I've been talking to, they like the idea that we're entering into politics.
Simply, we have to make propaganda. People will like it.
But now, in the Vedic days, the Kshatriyas, they did not always follow all. What we consider regular.
No, that is not Kshatriya. According to Bhagavad Gita, you do not follow the Kshatriya rules and you are not a Kshatriya. That is government duty. But the government is third class. Government's duty is to see that what you profess, you act. Just like government gives license, what is called? Restaurant. So if you want to maintain the restaurant, then you must follow the rules and regulations. Is it not government's duty to see? You cannot distribute poison in the name of restaurant. Similarly, if you profess to be a brahmana, you must act. That's why I teach my disciples. You are not accepting the brahman theory. You must act as a brahman, otherwise you will be rejected. Last morning I was talking about it. So similarly, it is the duty of the head man to see that one who is professing as such and such, he must act like that. Otherwise he should be rejected. That is the duty to be seen by the chief man or the chief in institution. Why I appointed the DBC men? I advised them to go temple if they are acting nicely according to us. That is all. That is the duty of the DBC. But if he does not act himself nicely, what he will do that? See, it is the government's duty to see that these are divisions of engagement. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, nobody should be unemployed. Everyone should be employed. Must have engagement. Otherwise, idle brain will produce devil's workshop. That is being done. So many hippies are idle. Government has no proposition how to engage them. They do not know how the nation is going, deteriorated. But they do not know. They have no other, because they are imperfect. Therefore, they have allowed this imperfectness to make progress. Government is imperfect, and they have allowed this imperfectness to go. Boys are hippies, and girls are prostitutes. And the government has no eyes to see where they are going. So this is not make any progress.
The government's demon means your demon.
Government means your government. People buy the government.
But they don't care about the young people. They don't care
because they're demons. They've been lectured by demons as their demons. So demons' business is sense gratification, personal. He doesn't care for you or others. That is demon. And devotee means he cares for others. That is devotee. There is a difference between demon and devotee. And just like Hiranyakashipu, for his sense gratification, he is prepared to kill his own son. And Prahlad Maharaj thinks that unless I take all these rascals to God consciousness, I am not going alone. This is the difference. He says, I am not going alone to Vaikuntha. I must turn all these rascals into Krishna consciousness. There is a difference, see, the Prahlad Maharaj. The father is prepared to kill his own son, 5 years old, without any fault, because he wanted to satisfy his senses. I don't believe in God, and this child is believing in God, he must be killed. He is not prepared to give little independence to his own son. He never said, all right, you believe it, I don't care. I don't believe. At least in this age people say like that. But you are so demon, great demon, that you don't believe, you believe, I don't believe, you are disagreeing, I shall kill you. Just like Christ was killed, the people did not believe in God, and he wanted to speak our word. So that is the difference between demon and devotee. A devotee is always thinking, why we are planning about this politics, about this preaching, because we are feeling for the suffering of the people. This is our position. Otherwise, why should we bother about this thing? Let them do their duty and let me do. Therefore, we don't approve that going to a solitary place and chanting. My Guru Maharaj did not approve. This is all nonsense. You cannot chant. So you sleep only and you think of nonsense. You must be engaged for preaching one. Suchi tata bhimukha chetasa. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj said, naivad viji para durattaya vaitaranya. My dear Lord, I have no anxiety how to cross over this material in his hands and go back to home. That problem is solved. How? Tad vijjagayana mahamritam agnati. I can chant your holy name any place, and that is sufficient. Then, what you are thinking? Soche tato bhimukachit. I am simply thinking of persons who do not want to accept you. And they are falsely engaged in some big plans, maya sukhaya, for so-called happiness for a few days. Next time they are going to be cats and dogs, but for duration of say 50 or 60 years, making big plans. Just like he drove the car, he said it's a big plan. So this is going on. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, I am thinking of these rascals. Otherwise, personally, I have no problem. So any Vaishnava, he has no personal problem. So the preacher, who is not very much attentive for his personal affair, but he is very much attentive for the good of the people, That is creature.
That is Vaishnava.
That is Vaishnava. Now, Vaishnava, he is also Vaishnava. He is Kanishadi guy, neophyte Vaishnava. And this man who is preaching, he is far advanced. Just that in the state, there are many philanthropists, politicians. But one politician who has fought in the fight and given, laid down his leg, is, remember, George Washington. He has fought for the country's independence. Therefore, he is given so much honor. There is like many politicians. So, those who are fighting against the evil, they should be given first position.
Eisenhower was a hero.
Huh?
Eisenhower was another war hero. They gave him president.
Yes. That is natural. So the preacher has to face so many difficulties to preach Krishna consciousness. So he will be more recognized than or one is chanting for himself. Maybe right. He is concerned for his own personal interest. But the preacher, he doesn't care for his personal interest, like Pullarman. He wants to see everyone becomes happy by becoming Krishna conscious. This is taken into consideration by some of my sober God brothers. That what we have done and what Swamiji is doing, that we are factually seeing that these rascals, they have no knowledge and they are leading the whole society and people are suffering. This is our fun.
Nixon, they want him to leave, but he will not leave.
Huh?
Nixon will not leave office.
Yeah.
Nobody wants him.
Yeah, that's it.
He's holding on.
So there is no means to get him out?
No, they're talking about impeachment. But the man who's vice president, the new vice president, Mr. Ford, is a bulldog.
Yes.
He has no qualities. He's not even intelligent. Then in 3 years, there's another man who's waiting in the wings, waiting in the background to take. His name is Connolly. He was in the car when Kennedy was assassinated. And he's got some hero status because he was wounded. He's waiting for the play. In 3 years, he will run.
How's that? I was thinking that simply by changing one demand to another, that will not help the situation. They must know the right type of leader. The demands will come for election. But if people are educated, why they will elect? After all, he has to depend on the verdict of the people.
Yes.
So if the people become intelligent, then these demons cannot take advantage.
But the demons have arranged it so that the people do not have any choice. They choose between two demons. So actually they have no choice of vote. They're voting. Yeah,
therefore, your propaganda should be very strong so that they can make a choice.
Srila Prabhupada, these men are so corrupt, even materially they have no good qualities. It should seem that our propaganda, if it is presented very strongly and purely, how they can really pose a very strong opposition.
Yeah. Well,
we should be able to defeat them.
They will say your philosophy is ideal. It cannot be attained.
No, why not?
They will say like
why ideal?
They can see our men, like Balavanta Prabhu.
Yeah.
He presented contrast, but he did not get so many votes, nothing. But he presented a contrast that people could see and tell the difference between the truth and these cheaters.
Now, what we are proposing, that you don't eat meat. Or does it mean we are advising people not to eat or starve? We don't say that. Why is it impractical? Does it mean that one man who is not eating meat, he dies for want of food? Why do you say it is impractical? Is it impractical?
It is practical,
then,
but
But they will say that that is ideal. It cannot be attained.
Why
in
ideal?
In the laws.
Why
society.
Ideal? Here is meat. You cannot eat even meat. Only meat. You mix with so many salad, loaf, 75% other things. Other things.
But the leader, he has to do it. The leader doesn't eat meat.
Yeah.
Then the people will understand.
That is Jagjad Acharya Srishtha.
The example has to be there.
Yeah.
Even if you say, don't.
No, he says it is impractical. Mm. I say it is not impractical. It is not impractical, it is practical.
But it is impractical for these men. They're now there. They cannot take up such such teaching.
No, that is another. Just like nobody is inclined to take education. But government has arrangement for adult education. For because nobody is inclined to take education, you cannot say, no, stop us for propagation of education. That is, so whatever we are proposing, that is not impractical. Had it been impractical, how you European American boys are taking it? It is not impractical.
I've been talking to students. They do not think that these regulatory principles are practical because they cannot see people in power doing it. They cannot see leaders doing it.
People, you have put him into power. But if your number is larger, then these rascals will not be in power.
But the people that really follow our movement don't even vote. They don't even register to vote.
That I never did.
I don't believe
in voting at Ascot.
Yes. That's what they tell
me. I never did.
Yes.
I never did. In my household life, I never voted for anyone. I avoided.
Yes.
Sometimes they used to come with their car to take me there. I avoided. Yes.
But they said to me that if they had someone, if they had some person to choose, that they would register and they would vote if there was choice. Otherwise, they don't want to vote. So how can we do without their vote? And eventually, we have to get the young people to vote for us.
Yeah. No. The franchisement is bestowed upon all adults. So if you can educate the major portion, then automatically it will change.
Yes, sir. In a democratic country, in a democratic society, people should have some free will. So if I impose that, don't do this, don't do that, then they will be disappointed.
Well, you impose so many things. Why do you impose? Keep to the left, keep to the right. Why do you impose? You impose in every step. Where is it? If somebody says, no, I shall go to the left, can you do that? Why you impose? Why you impose red light? Stop. Why you impose?
They said there are some common platforms.
That's all I
can be.
That's all I be. But you are imposing. You cannot say that there should be no imposement. You cannot say that. There is no free will. There is no independence.
Everything is controlled.
Everything is controlled.
But about 40 years ago, Srila Prabhupada, they said no more drinking. They closed all the liquor houses like that, and it turned out people took to more drinking, but all undercover, black market.
Mm-hmm.
So the government said no
that
drinking.
That means because the... Now, still, government should have not taken.
There's no example.
Government, individual may be allowed to drink, but he should be punished. That doesn't mean, because everyone is drinking, the government should take, now let us manufacture.
Yeah.
This is not a good decision. If they ordered people not to drink, that order should remain. If there people are making illicit drinking, then he should be punished. Severely punished. Then you should have stopped. Automatically.
Well, the politicians are thinking if we don't repeal this law, we won't get elected because the majority of the people want to.
That is their fault. They want to be bribed. That's all.
So the duty of the politician is to make false promises.
Yes.
I'll do this, I'll do that.
Yes.
Also, the Rene law against drinking, they did not give us any good alternative program for training for medical people.
Yes. That is another reason. You cannot simply ask a child, stop playing. You must give him education. Then he'll automatically stop playing.
Supposing we could stop the slaughtering of animals in the country, there'd be a big black market in slaughtered animals. But at least the government level...
No, our proposition is to educate people not to eat meat.
Yes.
Then this slaughterhouse will automatically be stopped. Our policy is that. We don't simply... What is called...
So a dictatorship where we just ruthlessly enforce something.
We don't want that. We must be example.
Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.